This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam.
Good morning.
And in our last program, we mentioned how drinking water can cure us of so many ailments, but water therapy is also linked to other external therapies. So what are these external therapies, Dr. Lydia?
You are right. We have to use water not only internal, but also external. And the simple thing is the bathing. So everyone taking bath, shower, or sauna, or anything to clean themselves. And by cleaning ourselves, we are releasing not only our physical toxins, but also our emotional tension. And everyone knows the effect. Sometimes people running home and they said, oh, I'm dreaming to have a shower, just to remove the extra tension. And that is already therapeutic effect. Well-known aquatic therapy, it's water exercises when the water resistance being used instead of the weight, like in a gym, in a fitness center, people using the weight resistance in favor to build up the muscles. So aquatic therapy have a very similar effect because the exercise have to be done inside of the water, the natural pool or artificial pool, by using mechanical and thermal characteristics. The other type of therapy well known is a thalassa therapy. Yes, when the it's included climate, it's included the quality of natural waters like rivers, lakes, oceans, the sea.
And you've just mentioned the sea, Dr. Lydia. We are surrounded by water here. We're so lucky. What effects can swimming in sea water have on our health?
Yes, it's a question for everyone. Yes, Margaret, what effect does it have when you're swimming?
Oh, I love it so much. I live just for that moment.
Yes, it's calming, it's relaxing, it makes you happier because the skin, our skin is affected by touch of the water, by the, this salt of the water. And because it have particular minerals and the salt, it's cleansing our aura. That is why it makes us also happier.
Okay, cleansing our aura. Can you explain that, Dr. Lydia?
We have like the plants, like the animals, like all living organisms. We have the energy field around us.
So an aura is the energy field.
The energy field. Scientifically proven through the Kirlian effect and the equipment what can read this energy field. You can have photographs. Many people now have the photographs of the aura. It's proven each living organism have this energy field. The same you can speak about the bulb of the light. So because all our processes inside based on electromagnetic
field.
This effect is seeing through this aura, because this is the aura is the result of this electromagnetic reactions in our body. And by seeing these photographs, you can see the characteristics of some of your organs. It's aura reading
through this aura.
Yes, you can diagnose. And the effect of the sea have I actually saw somebody before swimming and after the swimming. So the aura is bigger, it's stronger, it have lighter colors. So the person was happier, and it's like everybody knew about it, but just do not maybe aware how deep the healing is already done. So if during the summertime we are swimming, and some people like even in the winter time to swim, they feel much more healthy. Why? Because of that. Because it's removing the extra pollution from the energy field. It's also helping our skin to receive this senses, the sensations, this touch of the water would have this energizing effect. It's also helping our body to absorb through our pores of the skin some particular minerals what we have. And it have a healing effect also if we have some damage on the skin. People who have a different sort of neurodermitis and dermatitis, psoriasis, they admit the sea water have a therapeutic effect on them.
It must be the salt, then.
It's a combination. It's water, and the Malta, around Malta is a fantastic sea. The colors just fascinates.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a particular minerals what makes your water this mm-hmm. color.
And swimming in a pool and swimming in the sea?
So it's different, of course. We have the same touch of the water, but the quality is different, especially if we're using the chlorine. Unfortunately, when the temperature is over 37 degrees on Celsius, the chlorine is absorbed by our water, and then it's very difficult to eliminate the chlorine from the water.
What damage can chlorine have on our body?
So first of all, it's polluted us. This is toxic for us. Influencing our nervous system. It have a polluted effect to our lymphatic circulation, and it even can be absorbed by our bones.
As well?
As well, yes. So we need to be very careful with the chlorine. And sometimes we're overusing it, yes, like on drinking water. But now it's many, many technologies. I heard about the magnetic technology, how to clean the water in the pool, etc. But this is discussion of only technical. What I can suggest to keep the water in the pool not beyond 37 degrees, the temperature.
Mm-hmm. And let's say alternating the water temperature when we're having a shower, I imagine it can also have beneficial effects. In fact, water cure houses are now found all over the world, which we today refer to as spas, and maybe at home you can create that effect with the shower.
Yes, definitely. Now you can find technological baths with the hydromassages and with the different type of steaming and the multi-different types of pressure of the water and the temperature of the water.
So the pressure is important as well?
As well, yes. It all have a stimulating effect. And if we're using, if it's in particular area of our, for example, lymphatic nodes or in some organs, like, for example, in front of the solar plexus and in our back. So definitely it have a strong, deep stimulative effect. It's releasing our muscles, improving the circulation of different types of liquids in our body, lymph, blood. And it's also by physical pressure, it's have a sensual effect. So our senses are more awoken, we are more active, and it's stimulating our life activity.
In fact, Dr. Lydia, I found some information about this hydrotherapy, and it has been recorded even in ancient Egyptian, Persian, Greek, and Roman civilizations. And Egyptian royalty bathed with essential oils. We mentioned essential oils and flowers. They added it to water. And Romans had communal public baths for their citizens. Iranians classified spa waters according to effect of spa water in treatment of illness. Hippocrates prescribed bathing in spring water for sickness. Other cultures noted for a long history of hydrotherapy, including China and Japan. In fact, there are lots of hot springs in Japan. And after an apparent oblivion during the Middle Ages, hydrotherapy was rediscovered during the 18th and 19th century, where we find the beginning of those water cure houses.
In India, people are very much in favor of water therapy. You know, probably the bathing in the Ganga River, in sacred places. And it's always people are staying half body inside. So it's not only because it's ritualistic, but it's also have a healing effect on the centers, what is below. Many diseases, many inflammatory diseases coming from the overheated organs, like for example our liver is have this quality to build up high temperatures, and many liver dysfunction as a result of this overheated. If we will use cold water, particularly on these organs what are inflamed, it can help to receive the healing effect, to benefit from it. Very popular also the wrapping, so it's a particular part of the body need to be wrapped with the material, wetted in cold water or hot water. And sometimes the healers was using both, sometimes it was used only compared to the process what is in this particular organs. Like if it's overheated organ, it was cold water. If it's over cooled process, need to energize more, it was using more the hot water. As you know, Margaret, the compress is just a simple idea how to reduce the temperature of the body for the child or for somebody who have a high, for example, flu infection and a high temperature. So people just simply wetting the cloth and put it to the head. Yes, the cold, wet it in the cold water. So this is already healing effect. It's reducing the temperature and it's protecting the brain from being overheated. Overheated brain.
Really? Yes. You know, my mother used to do it to us when we were young.
All the women know this in old traditions.
It comes automatically.
It comes automatically because it's for something useful. It's like a pharmacy or healing in at home. And you know, each woman, each mother have to be a healer. So it's simple methods, but it's very beneficial for all the families. Legs are the same, like the tiredness of the legs or low blood circulation can be improved by using contrast water, hot and cold. The best way is to put the water with the shower on a circular movement. So it will stimulate the capillaries, it will make this water massage, hydromassage on your legs.
This is Margaret Arjous on Campus FM, and you're listening to Sukhiyam with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we're discussing the effects of water therapy.
In fact, I came across this, that alternating the temperatures, either in a shower or complementary tanks, combines the use of hot and cold in the same session, and proponents claim improvement in circulatory system, like you've mentioned, Lydia, and lymphatic drainage. Experimental evidence suggests that contrast hydrotherapy helps reduce injury in the acute stages by stimulating blood flow and reduce swelling.
Exactly. And practically everyone knows that when after the long working, you're coming home, you put cold water to your legs and the
In fact, that's why they recommend ice, no?
Exactly, exactly. Together with the water, people are using the mud, and actually the mud therapy, everyone knows about the Dead Sea, about some particular lakes, and now it's a lot of spa built up around these healing places. They're using together with water the mud. Mm-hmm. And it's also the minerals, so for the rheumatism, for the arthritis, for the bones problems, skin problems, this is very good remedies, and this is all coming from the water. I also would love to speak about the muscle development. It's very good for children because, especially now when children have to sit down for long hours in the school or in the kindergarten, the swimming exercise can keep their health high. Because the swimming include nearly all groups of muscles, including the mimic muscles, so in the face, which is really stimulating the brain function. And we have to remember about it, so that our kids cannot come from sitting for half day in school, then they're sitting half day in front of the computer or preparing the homework or in front of a television. So it's very unnatural, and we can help them to prevent the problems with the health in their future.
And having mentioned muscles, there's this therapy, very strange for me, I don't think I'll ever try this. It's called cryotherapy. Cold water immersion or ice bath is another form of hydrotherapy used by physical therapists, sports medicine facilities and rehab clinics. Proponents claim improved return of blood flow and byproducts of cellular breakdown to the lymphatic system and more efficient recycling.
Yes, it is now more and more popular. You can find, especially in Germany, many clinics who are using this thermal effect of the water for cancer patients or for people with
a cold
chronic
water immersion, Lydia.
Well, as you know, in Russia, we like this sort of fun. When after the hot sauna, people are jumping into the cold lake. And actually, I was the one who was experiencing these feelings. With minus 20, minus 25.
And my goodness
I can tell you, the body is hot. You, if you have something under your feet, you don't feel the coldness at all. Your body actually just producing the heat so much, it's like sort of steam around your body because of this difference of the temperature.
And you go from hot to cold?
You're going from hot to cold, and you can go back again and like this many times. And then you feel so good, so clean, so stimulated, so active. It's a very, very nice feeling. You feel very positive.
But apart from that, does it really have a healing effect?
Definitely, because it's re-stimulating the, as we mentioned before, blood circulation, lymph circulation. Mm. It's difficult to do the massages of the vessels, blood vessels. Mm. And this, the contrast temperature is it's a strong stimulator for the vessels to from the being narrow and being open, wide again, and again narrow and wide again.
They contract.
It's contracting, and also it's pushing the blood, so the body becoming to be younger. So it have a very strong anti-aging effect for the body. If you will see the people who are coming out of the spa with this contrast temperature, you will be surprised, their faces look very happy and younger. So it is no wrinkles, it is a good mood. And you will feel you want to be around these people because of that.
So even if you go from a sauna, let's say, into the pool, the cold pool.
Yes. Yes,
it has the same effect.
It have a very good effect, yes.
Because we, you know, we who live in Mediterranean countries and hot countries tend to overprotect our children. Like we say, no, it's not good, you know, to go suddenly or near the heater and you're outside in the cold. Does that have the same effect?
No, it's different, because the body have to be involved into that, not just the breathing, but the body. About that, I want to share with you some information I've been across a few days ago. I found in Malta the champion, the leader on asthma in the world.
Malta?
Malta. So
lots of asthma cases.
Lots of asthma cases, and the level of the patients who are under the steroid inhalers is enormous, and a lot of children, high percentage of the children. So I think this is one of the result of with all your capacities here, not to use the natural resources of the water. And overeating, of course, simple carbohydrate. But it's also some sort of suffocation, wrong attitude of the lifestyle. So this sitting in closed places with high humidity is not healthy at all.
Sitting near a heater.
Sitting near the heater, non-active lifestyle, it's bringing a lot of this unwellness.
So you would recommend fresh air even in winter?
I will recommend fresh air even in winter. I will recommend this water therapy. It's a lot of spas in Malta, in the base of many hotels. Some of them good, some of them maybe not very established, but it's still very strong therapeutic effect. I was surprised, like last winter I organized for our Anka team the visit in one of the spa, and we spent only 5 euros for half a day of being there, using the pool, using the sauna, using the cold, hot water. It was great, and people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're stimulating the immune system.
So we also spoke about sound therapy, and I guess that water therapy in itself, together with its sounds, can really influence us.
Definitely, the natural sounds, as we discussed before in the previous program, influencing us and our mind and our condition, health condition. Particular water have a very, very lovely and deep effect, water sound, on our health and on our mind. Why? Because the sound of the water is a sort of the sound of our nature. For 9 months of our development, embryonal development, we was in the water, amniotic waters, in the womb. So we were swimming, so we are natural swimmers. And sound from the external world was coming through this water protection. So it's very familiar for us. When the water sound, we feel relaxed because we feel protected, we feel in our nature, we feel connected. The sound of water have a very harmonious resonance to our mind and to our brain. So the drops of the water, this monotonic drops of the water, and the or sound of the ocean or sound of the waterfall have a deep effect on us. It can stimulate our activity, or it can relax, release our tension. It can help with insomnia, or it can even stimulate our brain activities. So the student or the children in the school will have a sound break and they will listen for just for a few minutes this water sounds, they will be more productive in the study. They can absorb the information easily, and it's very simple to do. It's just I know Margaret, you prepare some sound, so maybe our listeners can hear.
Yes, we'll end with these sounds today.
Yes, there's different examples of the drops sound and the ocean sound, the sea sound, the river sound, and the waterfall.
Yes, in fact, water therapy has also been used for occupational therapy and physiotherapy as well. Not only the sounds here, but also water itself, no?
Yes, I believe in combinations, and it will have a deep effect, and it will be great to make the, together maybe with the aquarium in Aura, to make some water therapy clinic, aquatherapy clinic. This will be fantastic. I would love to be involved.
So, what have you prepared for us for our next program, Dr. Lydia?
So, I think it will be very logically to move from the water into the tinctures and the herbal therapy. And I will also would love to share how can you prepare at home the best quality of the water.
Normally, people would say, you know, open a bottle or from the tap.
Yes, this is a bit not correct information. I can tell you straight away, the best water is the spring water, what at home you can prepare in the fridge. So I would love to share this information in the last time.
Looking forward to it, Dr. Lydia.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. I just hope that you have started to enjoy this journey of well-being and that you'll join us again for another program, Sukhiyam. This is Margaret Arjous, who'd like to say goodbye to you, and at the same time, I'd like to leave you with this thought. The treatments themselves do not cure the condition. They simply restore the body's self-healing ability.